This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In 1972, The Limits to Growth was published by the Club of Rome. The book suggested that swift human depopulation would save the planet. In 2018, The Limits to Growth co-author Dennis Meadows explained how we need to murder billions of people.
The planet can support something like a billion people. Maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. That's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
Overpopulation is a lie. With old school sustainable farming and the end of big government, there is enough room on this planet for several billion. And while the Earth's climate does change, most of what we are seeing is contrived. The fires breaking out all across the world are being blamed on climate change, even though hundreds of arsonists have been caught starting them. Most recently, 79 people were arrested for starting fires in Greece. Direct energy weapons, or DEWs, are able to start fires from above and can utilize microwave technology to burn homes from within. In 2013, the mainstream media reported that we were able to make rain and lightning.
I mean, lasers? Really? To change the weather?
By firing trillion-watt lasers, we rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
This week in Michigan, residents reported a strange strobe-like lightning. The event was captured on weather radar, which showed a very unnatural-looking spiral. Making it rain has been possible for decades, and we have come a long way since then with the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, known as HARP. We can now create hurricanes, and we can control their direction with next-generation weather radar transmitters, known as NEXRAD. By building up an electromagnetic charge and dispersing it underground as direct current VLF waves, or very low frequency waves, the NEXRAD radar transmitters are able to trigger earthquakes. Earthquakes and explosives can trigger tsunamis. These are the technologies that we know of, and that only leaves volcanoes and tornadoes. Funded by Peter Thiel, AVE Tech Energy Corporation began work in 2012 on a device to produce a 130-foot-tall tornado. And a former U.S. intelligence officer recently told State of the Nation that the U.S. has already triggered a volcano. Climate change is not only a hoax, it's a depopulation program, and our entire government is going along with it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been more than 2 weeks, or 20 days or so, since the tragic, historic fires hit Maui, Hawaii, and Lahaina, a place I've been many, many times for whale watching and luau's, you name it, one of the best places and my favorite place to visit in the 50 states, Hawaii. And when we first saw eyewitnesses like Fish and others, who I looked up in her town fixtures, were very credible, saying that they blocked off the roads, I was blown away. I believed him, but I had to prove it. Then the locals came forward and said, no, same thing happened to us. And then countless videos of people that went ahead and broke through the blockade that survived. Thousands, others didn't. But the big question is, where are the children? Now, Fish called it a coordinated event, or choreographed destruction. I called it administrative mass murder. We don't blame the police themselves. They were compartmentalized and didn't know that both ends had been blocked. They didn't know the fire was coming in. Once they did, basically too late, they tried to let the folks through. Some got out. So for the balance of the hour, Eric West joins us. He's a well-known real estate agent and businessman in the area, very respected. He's also a citizen journalist, and he has been showing the black tarps they're putting up around the town, the 12-mile exclusion zone. He was manhandled and thrown out yesterday. We've got that video coming up, but we know they left almost all the power on. They did turn off one system. Now, BlackRock that owns it's denying it, but it's all confirmed. We see the power lines falling, the fires, countless videos of people's Ring doorbells. We see them not delivering in the water, denying it that day during the fires, admitting they did it with the local water district that is headed up by an Obama Foundation member who's big in Hawaii, obviously. And then we learn about the blockade and the sirens not being turned on. It's simply staggering. So I've got a lot of videos to play here, and we're going to be getting to them, of this citizen being thrown out of his own town yesterday in a live stream of the cover-up. And the big question is, who gave the orders? Who coordinated this symphony of destruction, or as Fish called it, coordinated destruction? Because you can have, as Fish said and as Eric West said, one thing fail. Maybe he should say it in his own words. He says it better than I. You say, well, that can happen. Or two, yeah, maybe. But when everything fails perfectly, and it's the most valuable land in the United States per square inch, in that little town, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And some of these families are completely wiped away, and we're not hearing anything about them. The mainstream media is not asking, where are the children? So joining us is Eric West of HawaiiRealEstate.org, MauiLFG.org, and I'm told by locals he's doing a great job actually getting aid to them. We have FEMA getting $1,000 a night rooms at the Four Seasons owned by Bill Gates. Hawaii is very expensive because the billionaires that have all moved there, over 100 of them. And the cheapest hotel is $200, $300 a night. $700 one-time payment for whole families. When almost $200 billion has been shipped to Ukraine, this is a sick joke. But it's really captured the soul of America and the world. And people are really having a big wake-up here. Biden refused in four different events for the first couple of weeks to even talk about it. Then he did show up. So to talk about the waterfront, and what really happened is Eric West, and we'll go through these videos. If you want to announce which one you want, we'll play them. We're getting the clip right now of them manhandling you. We just learned about that. They've done it to other reporters. We've seen the footage. But first, here's a short 2.5-minute compilation from a 30-something minute interview we did with Fish a couple other days ago. And again, Fish is somebody who's not from there. I call him a local, but he's a fixture. They all love him. And he's very respected. And he told us what he saw. He was the first voice that got out. Barely survived. But now we have the videos. It's all confirmed. They admit they left the power on. They admit they didn't give them the water. They admit they didn't trim the trees and brush. They admit they didn't activate the sirens. They admit they blockaded them inside. But here is what Fish said a few days ago with Eric West.
Well, the only people survived are the ones that went through the barricade. It's a choreographed disaster. You know, the pattern of it is just too obvious. You know, not only were they blocking where I was at, the other end of town, I found out they had Maui Electric was trying to set the poles up during the wind, and they had the highway blocked off with that. And the lack of communication, the sirens not going off, the water not being used, and you could go on and on. And then they're lying to us about the people and the children. That's why a lot of people have been contacting me, because they want to know what happened to the kids. Well, all you got to do is extrapolate. There's 3,001 students in Lahaina. 1,000 of them have been accounted for. They're going to either alternative schools or online. That's 2,000 children not accounted for. And I looked over at the policeman and I said, you know, what are you doing? And he says, I'm just following orders. I said, there's a fire back there, you know. And he goes, well, I'm just following orders. And I'm wondering what is going on. Well, it's something probably anyone who's been on the internet for 30 years like I have knows, that BlackRock and Vanguard are the owners of the Hawaiian Electric Company, where FEMA's staying at their $1,000 plus rooms is owned by Bill Gates. All the same names keep popping up. The sheriff who was involved with the Las Vegas Dupico, he was here for 5 weeks. He wants a 29% increase in pay. And he's not only the police chief, but he's the coroner.
Right. And which is against the statute, right?
Against the statute, supposed Hawaiian to be a law. But right. There it is. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
So he's in charge as the coroner. Well, it's the same with Hunter Thompson, who wrote a book on George Bush, and he was very excited about getting it published. 2 days before it was getting published, he committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. Coroner put it out as a suicide. So,
and the same video will play clips coming up. He witnessed them block the road out, and after they directed people into the town, the road out the other direction. So, who gave the orders? Eric West, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to try to give you the floor until we go to break in about 15 minutes to talk about what you witnessed, what you've seen, the bizarreness of this, the ongoing obvious cover-up, how the people are responding. I've seen the different council meetings. The Hawaiians are usually pretty calm and nice. They're hopping mad, both the people that are indigenous, but also folks that have, you know, now call Hawaii home. So you're right in the middle of it. You've got a lot of courage to be going up against this system. Give us your breakdown.
First of all, thanks, Alex, for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I've been following you for years, and I just want to just give you a shout-out for what you've done as a patriot and for leading the charge in this thing. And everything that they said was a conspiracy has always seems to come true. And I want to get in front of this thing. So we'll talk about what's happened, but I really want to encourage your listeners to let's get into action here. Let's make this a call to action, not just to fellow patriots, but to the world, because I believe this is the beginning of something really bad, or it can be the beginning of something really amazing in terms of an awakening. And this is now on the world stage, and this needs to be played out in the world court, if you will, because there's people that died here that were from all different countries, And as you know, a lot of things become an issue of jurisdiction, and I don't believe this is no longer in the jurisdiction of Hawaii. I believe this is not even in the jurisdiction of the federal courts. I believe this is in the jurisdiction of the world, and the world needs to pay attention and needs to wake up. But I'll walk you through what's happened so far, and I could go through the colossal list of items that have gone wrong.
Please, you live there. You break it down.
Okay, the colossal list of everything that went wrong simultaneously, and I'm not here to point the finger at who or what. I'm just going to show you what we are seeing and what we've seen. But let's begin with the first thing, which is the total utter lack of communication that we've had on the west side of Maui. I'm here just north of the burn zone, north of Lahaina, very close. The fire came within a mile or two of my home. We've been evacuated three times. We've had fields set fire around.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
contained. So they actually put everybody at rest, saying that the fire was contained that morning. So there was even misinformation happening, trying to make people feel like they were safe when in fact they weren't. But the fact that people were guided into the fire and then got trapped and were going in circles in this small little Lahaina town, it's incomprehensible.
All right, I want to keep making your points, but let's walk through this. The government is now saying only some of the power was turned off. The Washington Post is reporting that it wasn't turned off. I'm not wedded to the idea that power lines did, even though we have footage of power lines falling and causing fires and transformers blowing up. But clearly, something massive burned that town down. I've not poo-pooed directed energy weapons. I know they're real. Like, one of the biggest bases of them is based in Maui. They could have drones go up and do it, and no humans could be involved other than those that launched the attack. But regardless, for folks that don't know, we'll pull up a map of Lahaina. They're in Maui. They're in western Maui. And describe the roads coming in for people and what has now been confirmed, that police blocked both sides of the main road. I guess that's Front Street coming through the town from the west and the east. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so if you look at a map, you'll see that there's basically two different highways. You have the bypass that comes down and dumps into the north. We're about the middle part of Lahaina. That's called the bypass. They just opened that, 4 or 5 years ago. And then you have the old highway, which is the Honopidilani Highway. And then on the other side of that, to the west of that, you have the town of Lahaina. And you've got a number of side streets, but then you have Front Street, the world-famous Front Street, that's sort of like the PCH. It runs right across up the coast. So ultimately, as people were trying to get in to just get through town, go around town, they tried to go up the bypass. They're trying to leave town. They got turned around. The bypass was closed, so you couldn't. So if you were leaving town, you just got turned right back around. If you tried to go south on the highway, you got turned, everyone got routed into the town of Lahaina. And once you got into Lahaina proper, if you tried to leave to the north or to the south or any of the side streets, Ed Cheney, many different witnesses said that there's two police cars that would block that. The owners of Island Lock and Safe, they were just in my home the other day. They also basically testified to that everywhere you tried to leave, you just kept getting routed back into it under the guise of down power lines. However, looking at some of this footage, you can see there was a clear path to the north. There was a clear path to the south. And on top of it, the cars that were coming into Lahaina, they didn't block the traffic like, a mile or two away, preventing this. They had a small blockade, and they were allowing this traffic to come into Lahaina because people were trying to get to their kids. They're trying to get to their houses. They're concerned. But they were allowing essentially a traffic jam very close to the north end of Lahaina. And then on top of it, the people that were coming down to the south, they were getting routed into a neighborhood called Waikuli that later on burned, but they weren't turning people around to go back to the north. They were putting them into another neighborhood that was getting ready to burn. So the traffic control during this disaster is incomprehensible, that there could be that level of incompetence, basically directing people into the path of something extremely dangerous, extremely hot burning. And just a force of nature that we've never seen before.
Now, we've still got about 5 minutes to break. Let's talk about something you just mentioned a few minutes ago. You live there on the edge of town, and where you're staying suddenly fires out of nowhere. There's no power lines. There's no people right around your house. And obviously, you're a very outspoken person. We have weird leftists showing up harassing reporters that are on the War Room with Steve Bannon. Other reporters are having weird Antifa-type dudes in black show up. They know where they are, and they threaten them to stop covering it. We're going to show footage when we come back, you getting manhandled. There's a 12-mile exclusion zone. They're putting up big black divider fences up all around the town. They don't want people on record, even mainstream media, showing the damage. So something's being covered up here. You're there showing cars that are 100 yards from anything, even a fire that are burned up. I mean, that does lean towards directed energy or something. I can't deny it. And so maybe it's a mix of these things. But you talked about arson. Here it is, BBC. Greece wildfires, 79 people arrested for arson. There's high winds, it's dry. They went and caught 79 people setting fires. And we know environmentalists just don't block roads like Extinction Rebellion. They don't just cut off our pipelines. They don't just put these big derailers on trains. They've been caught everywhere. When they get caught, like right during the election in 2000, they caught hundreds of arsonists setting fires on the West Coast. And the same thing, the utilities owned by BlackRock again, on average, they own, what, 98% of your utilities, or 96%, they won't trim back the trees now, but only in select areas, knowing it's going to happen. So here's footage of Greece, and people having to evacuate to the water, and the police have caught 79 people doing it. And they say in the Greece news, they say it's environmental groups doing it. So this is disgusting. So can you give us your view on that? And specifically, go back and elaborate. We'll go to break and talk more about it. But on where you live, you got a couple places. You're blocked out of your house right now. You're somewhere else. And now folks know where you are, and magically fires are popping up right around you. I mean, let's walk through that.
Yeah, it's a real mystery. As a matter of fact, the most recent fire that broke out just a couple of days ago, is just I live in an area called Ka'anapali, which is right above the hotels where they're housing all the survivors. And ironically, FEMA and all the other agents are down in Wailea, which is a long way from here, like 45-minute drive minimum. So why there's a separation between the federal help and the Red Cross is very strange. But to answer your question, Alex, these fires have just been popping up. And I've got video of the one that I just shot live the other day where the area where the fire probably started, they immediately had a D8 out there pushing dirt over where the fire started. And I thought to myself, why isn't there an investigation to see what started this particular fire? So, it just seems very unusual how these fires started. But I think the question I want to ask the world is, what are we going to do about this, right? What are we going to do? We can talk about what happened and how it happened and all that stuff, but what are we going to do about our rights that are being violated right now? We're not allowed to take pictures. We're not allowed to fly drones. We're not allowed to see what's going on and or collect evidence to see if there was any kind of an accelerant. What is America going to do right now to stop the cover-up? Because if we don't stop this one, it's going to be in your backyard next. So what can we do now to find out what they've done and to stop the course of action, whatever their plan is? We need patriots to step up. This isn't entertainment. This is a call to action to the world.
You know, I watched you a lot in the last few weeks, but in the last few days you did two different videos with Fish. I forget which one it is. We've got both of them in the computer. We can play them. I don't know if it was you or Fish, and you both agreed. They said, listen, this is a model of how to burn people out everywhere. Well, actually, I've already been tracking that. California is where they first started this decades ago, where areas they want to move poor people out, they're in wealthy areas that are about to grow to, they don't trim the trees, they don't trim the brush, and then it's able to burn them out, but they do in the wealthy areas. And so we see a repeat of the perfect conditions, and that's exactly what's going on here. The left is using arson. It's confirmed. It's all part of their takeover. On a scale of 1 to 10, them blocking traffic's 1. Them burning your house down's 9. You know, cutting your pipelines off is 5. This is a war against our industrial civilization. We need to recognize it and understand it. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The globalists want silenced. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
All the mainstream corporate media lies to you about what's happening now. We tell you the truth about what's coming next. And our guest is Eric West. He's a citizen journalist and a very successful businessman and realtor there in Hawaii, there in Maui, and he lives in Lahaina. And is now witnessing what is unfolding there. We've got so many clips here, but man, the way they're acting suspicious, the way they're putting up, won't give people aid, or trying to keep aid out, people to bring aid by boat, $700 a family while the FEMA's staying in $1,000 a night plus hotel rooms, but they've got money to put up black curtains around the town. This looks to me like a giant cover-up. We have you being thrown out yesterday from your own town. We have footage of the melted cars with grass all around it, not even burned. We have all of this insane footage, and then we have them arresting arsonists all over the world that are environmentalists doing this, but corporate media covering it up. I wish people would behave more like the tribal police at Burning Man than these police. So I think the best thing to play is Eric West, who joins us. Eric, set this footage up we're about to play of where they're trying to stop you from shooting any footage.
Sure. So basically, this is an area that's about 2 miles from the burn, so quite a ways. there was a small brush fire around this area, and they have set a perimeter up around the burn area with these tight locked, New Zealand tight lock style fences, super high with black dust fence you can't see in. But now they have these sheriffs that come up to you if you just pull over onto the side of the road for even just a few seconds, and they come up and they tell you, hey, you can't park here, you gotta leave. You know, no photographs, no images. FEMA even announced they're not gonna allow any photographs or images from the area in respect for the dead, which, you know, everyone's been basically pulverized to death.
I would imagine the dead want the responsible punished. How dare them use the dead? How dare them speak for the dead?
It's crazy. And the fact that the media, I've had many media outlets, Epoch News, mainstream media, even you know, KITV here telling me that their media passes, they have to sneak in. The media is not being allowed into areas of this burn, even at the very inception. People went back home with their media passes tucked between their legs because they couldn't get in to where they wanted to go.
Yeah, the answer is everybody needs to land by boat and just overwhelm the, quote, authorities that are the people that are covering this up. Because they're the very police who work for the system that block people in the town telling you can't go in. Massive conflict of interest.
Agreed. I just received this text when I just, during the commercial break there, and I'm just going to put it out there. I don't believe there's any accidents, right? I just don't believe in that. I believe everything is being orchestrated by forces of good as well to help us in this. But I just received a text message, and again, I'm just going to throw this out there, Alex, but someone just sent me some information. I'm not going to say the person's name, but he's a very, very well-known individual, saying that this has something to potentially do with Space Force and is possibly an attack. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I saw
Well, we know that part of Space Force is based in mainly in Kauai, but also in Maui. That's kind of a big secret.
Correct.
The Hawaiian Islands are a big, giant base.
Correct. And I'm not going to say it publicly on your show, but later on I'll share who this person just texted me. But that's a pretty significant development. The first time I've heard of that concept. But he said that there will probably be military interaction or intervention at this point in time because this could be an attack from somebody. I don't know who, but
well, I mean, I haven't tried to poo-poo directed energy weapons. I know they're real, but the footage you're showing of the trees and grass all fine and cars fried, and that they don't want you to show that is, and we know the Chinese admittedly a few months ago scanned the islands with a topography laser. That was on the local news. This is pretty suspicious.
It is very, very suspicious. And I think we need to ask the government to allow for just normal media coverage of this, because I think the blackout of information is not helpful for people that want to know the truth of what's going on. So we got to figure out who the enemy is so we can find out what their truest intent is, so that we can fight this war. And my job is to bring you the information, because I'm one of the few guys with a Starlink and a little bit of a YouTube channel, and I'm going to show you what we're seeing so that you can judge what it is for yourself.
We've asked Elon Musk weeks ago. He says he's trying to, quote, help. He could deliver 50 Starlinks right now. He could show up and be a hero and set up a media operation there.
I totally agree.
And they'll coordinate aid, because are they still trying to blockade of the locals trying to bring in food and water?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think you can now come over from the other side, and all the donations have been from local private groups bringing in food. But there's a major lack of support from FEMA and Red Cross in the normal ways. I know that they're paying for these hotel rooms, supposedly, but you're not seeing a presence from them in any significant way. And that's every survivor I talk to. I ask them, you know, who has been helping you? It hasn't been the major.
As if aid workers don't want to go to one of the most beautiful places in the world, and it's the top. Yeah, there's a cover up. The system doesn't want people in there. They're putting up black tarps around it. Let's go ahead and roll a few minutes of them trying to keep you from outside the town, showing bizarrely barbecued cars.
Yeah, we're out of here.
We're out of here.
Okay. We're on our way out, sir.
How's it?
We're not allowing no videos or no picture taking, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Good looking out.
Okay, okay, we're good. Yeah. We leave right now. We parked over there. We were told we couldn't park down here.
Yeah, this whole area, even down there, no parking.
So no media or nothing, yeah?
No.
You ever say anything like this before?
Not this bad.
Yeah, just open the hood. You want to see under the seat?
No, so the question we're just asking is like, how could this hard car get this hot with grass? A little grass fire. It didn't jump. That grass is good. There's even a bunch of grass down there that's good.
Look under the hood.
How could you melt? Dude, this is like Star Wars kind of stuff right here.
Yeah, it's
French street. So I'm like this, but what's strange is, you know, it's like
the windshield melted over the shifting, the linkage. I mean, it was
upper part.
Like, well, 1220 for aluminum. Uh-huh. But in the back, you can see it liquefied, so that's about 1500.
How could that thing get hot enough from a little bit of grass? How could that
get
so hot?
If you see the cast aluminum on top,
a little bit of grass. It didn't even burn the grass down there.
I mean, you could take it out.
In your brain, logically, without knowing any science,
it's one of those things where you just look and kind of scratch your head and go.
You had campfires. How could that melt aluminum and tires and steel braided brake lines when there's nothing around?
I mean, and you're if you could just guess,
it's sitting here on the side of this road.
I wasn't here.
You don't have to be here. Just look.
You know, the thing is, I'm from.
Even if you torch a car, I don't think you can melt aluminum.
Okay, so
for the fire was.
If I said I'll give you $10,000 to burn a car like that, what would you need?
I wouldn't even take the money.
You know what I mean? I mean,
That's you going Joe and me going Joe. I mean,
no, but say it's at a tow yard where it's a scrap car. Yeah. Not somebody's car, but, you know, like a... What's that show where they do...
That's in the burn.
Where, like, they do the experiments.
Circle House.
That's called... Right. Where they test everything. It's the red-haired guy.
The red roof house. That thing's getting famous.
You know what I'm talking about? Where they, like... They reenact everything just to prove it wrong or prove it right. No, it's almost like a comedy show. It's a redheaded guy.
I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm crazy, but I feel like this is like
a... But that's what I meant. It's like...
Attack.
That's the way I look at stuff.
Because it doesn't make any logical sense. I've got scientists telling me that it's like this break science as we know it. And this one, to me,
it's two guys that do the show.
There's nothing around.
I mean, they do like dart guns and they do. It's like
one house is
burned. And they show like clips on Hollywood.
Just like here.
And then, Mythbusters.
We're going to get out of here. We respect you guys.
Yeah, so this
is doing your job.
Oh, you guys going out?
Sheriff, because you guys are sworn to protect the Constitution. So thank you.
We're back and forth. That looks here.
Okay.
Thank
you for your service, bro. Thank you guys.
Thank you a lot. Thank you.
All right, thanks,
Phillips. That's enough. So they're being very diplomatic with the police, but give me a break. They just blocked up both sides of the road. This whole thing went down. You're miles outside town, and, you're not allowed to show pictures. Since when in America, miles away from a giant crime scene, where they're putting up black walls around it? I mean, this is not America. This is disgusting. I want to know who gave the orders to block the town. I want to know who gave the orders to leave the power on. Who wouldn't let them have the water? Well, they already admitted it. Who didn't turn the sirens on? Well, the mayor admits it, the emergency manager. And then, I'm sorry, we can be nice to police so far, and I know you got to be there. You got to deal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
These chemicals, how do we protect these people from what they're being exposed to right now? Normal protocols are not being met. So I don't know who it is. I don't know how it happened. But what I do know is with awareness and with spreading the message that we can possibly stop this plan, and it can be the beginning of the end for the enemy, and it can be the beginning of a new awakening for our world. And I believe this is the siren call. This is a call to action for communities of people in the world, not just our country, not just Hawaii, but for everybody to start paying attention and waking up, which you've been trying to do for a long time. I believe this is the chance, and we do it for the children. We do it for the children. If you won't do it for the children, if you won't do it for Maui, what we call paradise, if you won't step up and defend this, you're not going to defend it when it comes to Kansas. You're not going to defend it when it comes to some small town and some rural place that no one cares about. If you won't step up and help Maui, if you won't do it for this place, guess what? They're going to take everything.
All right. I asked you before you went live with us. I said, oh, they're trying to blockade. I looked you up. You're a trusted guy in the community. Everything about you is nice. So I see some big viral thing. I go, well, let's look that guy's name up. Long history. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves Fish. And it turns out everything you said weeks ago turned out to be dead accurate from your perspective. It was worse than what you thought. And I said, how do I support? And you said, well, they're attacking me. They're coming after me because I'm trying to get support and get media in and get support. And you said, I don't know how far I want to go with this, but, you know, we want to try to raise money for them, and I'm going to get more attacked. Imagine good people that live there. You got a house. You're kicked out of it. You're living on the edge of town. The police won't even let you in. And then you're kind of like, well, I'm a local. I want to help them. I mean, I had to convince Fish, you know, who's basically homeless now, to try to raise a little money for him. But we've kind of got a plan. We'd like to directly, if good people don't raise the money, who will know we'll deliver it all. Nobody is. So I want to play a clip of you yesterday. And what looks like, I'll be honest, he's not a regular fire. I know he can fly over and doesn't get grass but burns cars. This does not look normal. You know, they've got microwave weapons, not lasers, but microwaves that will do this to cars. Pentagon's had it for at least 70 years. Yeah, they've had it right for World War II. And they had it perfected by the 90s. And I'll leave it at that because I know people very close to me that worked in those weapon systems. They didn't give me the classified info, but they just said, if you think lasers are powerful, you ought to see what microwaves do. And then after...
Yeah, on that note, Alex, I had a gentleman call me yesterday. In 1972, he helped install a microwave unit on a KC-135, and he said they were flying at 50,000 feet over Vietnam, and they were able to take out Jeep radars in a small Jeep with a microwave device in 1972. And he said, Eric, I had to sign all kinds of papers to say I wouldn't say a word until the late 80s, but if they were doing that in 1972... I mean, I'd never heard of it, honestly, but imagine what the technology can do today.
Well, he's dead now, so I can talk about it. But right before, he was a tough guy. Raymond Teague was like, ran the main mission for the cameras on the moon, all that. He was Air Force intelligence, a whole bunch of tours in Vietnam. And he died like 2 weeks later. He used to work for me, actually, for about 5-6 years. But he would never tell me. He had like presidential letters on his wall from like, you know, Nixon and stuff. He headed up, like, main mission controls, like one of the main bosses. And he said, well, my heart's going. I'll probably be dead in a few months. But I just want to – I'm not going to tell you everything. But he said, the space program's real, but we're not showing you everything. And you ought to see the stuff we had in Vietnam, the microwave weapons, all of it. And he just basically told me a whole bunch of stuff about that. And then I was like, okay, Raymond, well, I had a good hamburger. I'll see you. And, like, I was at his funeral 3 weeks later. I wish I'd have pumped him more because I'm just sitting there eating a hamburger and drinking a beer. You know, he's a really smart, funny guy. One of my dad's best friends. He and my dad used to go hunting all the time. I mean, we're talking like a month out of the year those guys hung out. He was also from East Texas, close where my dad came from. But he told me so much stuff, basically similar things, that he said, what you see in space is basically fake because they're not showing you what they really got. So when I hear space lasers, it's easier to think, well, power lines fall down, which we know some did, but then I see the other footage. I know that stuff's real. And I think, well, like you said, space is hard to send the main beam through because it hits water vapor. There's like 10 feet of water in the first 15,000 feet in the atmosphere. So that laser's got to cook through that. But in C-130s or even in smaller aircraft, they've got lasers and microwaves now that will blow a car up in seconds. You hit that car with it, the car explodes. The battery, everything sets on fire. And, yeah, there's a whole lineup of them right there. So, and it turns out that Maui is the second largest base of these in the world, or for the United States. So they don't need pilots to take off now. They've got drone-operated, any aircraft. And so they can just give them an order, they go up. And I'm not saying it happened, but we should be looking at the FAA records and others or independent radar of what was in the air. Because if there were some big aircraft circling right before this started, then that's where we need to look. So all these sleuths on how to track Elon Musk where he flies and stuff, folks, let's use that same technology to track what was there. Let's play a few minutes of you with the burnout cars.
Below Lahaina Luna High School in the neighborhood that did not, I repeat, did not burn. You can see all these houses are standing around here, unburned. There's no burn here, okay? So to me, this is like something out of a space movie, because you have this small field
right over
with some grass that burned,
that
right? You can see where the grass burned. But then you have these two vehicles sitting in here that have melted aluminum. So, Donovan, if you want to just take us through this car real quick and show us, I know you know a few things about cars. You can point out some things that require a very high temperature. By the way, we just talked to the neighbor who was talking to an investigator in Lahaina Town yesterday, and he said the investigator told him the temperature's reached in excess of 3,000 degrees. So tell us what you got, Donovan.
Well, we have about 300 degrees for aluminum, and... This
300?
1300.
1300, okay, thank you.
1300, well, 1220, but if you round it up, because it was not only melted, it was liquefied to the point where it became a river of aluminum going down the dirt hill.
So this is the aluminum rim, obviously. There's the tire, what's left of it, the steel threads or steel belts.
And maybe combination gas tank if the gas tank's aluminum.
Okay. So you have liquefied aluminum running down the side of a grass fire.
The caliper melted, unless they stole it, but it looks like the bolts are still there. So that, and then you get the steel belts of the tire, which is just a bunch of a wire mesh laying there, and you have the windows that were melted, the back window, if you look at the big old, like, almost like...
The glass is just melted.
Tell you what, sir, if you do a few more minutes with us, maybe 5 minutes the next hour, I won't be able to finish up. But before we get any further, what are the best charities to give to that are actually getting stuff to folks? And I know you're stepping up to do it as well, as people are challenging you to. How do we get aid to people right now?
Well, we started a GoFundMe called LahainaFireFund.com. It's part of our organization called Maui LFG. LFG stands for Let's Find the Gap, Let's Fill the Gap, Let's F and Go, because we've been mobilized to find areas of need. And so you can give to us. We are going to give every penny back to people that are affected by this fire. We're going to give it $10,000 at a time. We're going to catch that on camera and help people with 10 grand, 10 grand, 10 grand. And then on top of that, we're going to share their Venmo, their GoFundMe. So we're seeding them with 10 grand and then hoping that people will continue to give to them directly.
Because the feds are spending $700 and trying to keep everybody out so they don't get aid, so they can be forced to sell. It's very clear what's happening. This is so obvious.
Thank you, Alex. They're choking off the people of Lahaina. They're hoping that they'll all leave, and they'll have to. And if you want to talk about a land grab, the only land grab I'm seeing here is the banks, right? All of these properties are basically, most of them are mortgaged. So if they have to make their payments for the next 2 to 3 years, taxes, they can't
afford. Hold on, do more time and explain this, but we're going to put the URL up. Slowly give it to everybody. Where do people go to give donations and go right to the people so the locals like you can stabilize it and not have the globalists come in and the 100 billionaires, that's conservative, that are in the area trying to steal the land, that drove up the prices, they're trying to force them out. Where do people donate?
LahainaFireFund.com. LahainaFireFund.com.
All right, we're going to go to break. How much more time can you do?
As much time as you need, Alex.
All right, I got other big guests. Stu Peters is on top of this. He's coming up. Let's do 15 more minutes, and Stu Peters is coming on. Folks, this is big time. This is obvious. This is choreographed destruction, choreographed. You don't perfectly mess up this bad. Okay, this was precision operated, and I am now thinking direct energy was used because I had not seen what the locals had shot. There's no way. This is and the cover-up just adds to it. These people are sick. But the drones can do this. They don't need Air Force officers to do this anymore. We're going to go to break, sir. We'll be right back to you. Please remember, we're listener supported for this mothership that supports everybody else. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there. 95% curcuminoid, back in stock. Sold out for almost 7-8 months. It was like 8 months. It's back at InfoWarsStore.com. So many other great products. Super Female Vitality. Super Male sold out. Super Female is the same formula, folks. It's the pink label. 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a flash sale for X3 and Environmental Fusion. They're selling out in the next few days. They're still 40% off. Back in 2 minutes. Eric, take a break. We'll come right back to you in 2 minutes. Hour number 3 straight ahead.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.